We got a familiar voice back with us. Finally, I got a hold of you, Brian Roll from the DNR. I missed you, buddy.
Yeah, sorry I haven't been hard to get a hold of, but I've been really busy lately.
Well, you're working hard for the DNR, and just remind folks what your position is as a biologist with the DNR.
So I'm the wildlife biologist here in Marquette and half of Elder County.
Let's start with bear season. It opened on Saturday, and it sounds like you've been hanging around the office a little bit. You guys been checking some bears?
Yeah, it's actually been busy this morning, so we're seeing a lot of guys breaking camp and bringing their bears in. So far this morning here, I've done 10.
10 already? Wow.
Yep.
Nice. Pretty good success rate, it sounds like, for the first couple of days of season. Now, obviously, they're bringing them to you from which BMUs, Gwynn and Berga?
I'm seeing Gwynn and, primarily Berga and Gwynn.
Have you seen any big bears?
I've seen a couple real nice ones, and the main thing, what I've been seeing is guys really taking care of their meat. With these warmer temperatures, these bears, you got to make sure and get them on ice and get them skinned as soon as possible. So what I've been seeing so far is I've been real pleased, and guys are going to have really good table fare.
Excellent. Anything over 300 pounds?
Nothing over 300 yet, but I've seen a couple of nice 250 guys that are certainly nice bears.
Oh, that actually kind of made my mouth water.
Yeah.
I love bear meat, man, especially if it's well taken care of like you're talking about. So why don't you run through that really quick, just so folks maybe that don't even have a tag this year, but for years coming, or if they're going to get one still this year, how do you go about field dressing and prepping a bear the best way?
Well, the main thing is, you got to remember these bears are getting ready for hibernation, so they're eating like crazy, and they may have been eating bait with a lot of sweets since August 10th. So there's going to be a lot of fat on them, and they got a pretty good coat right now coming up in the winter, so they don't dissipate heat very well at all. So unlike your deer, where we typically got cooler temperatures, today we could be hitting 80. So these bears, you've got to get that hide off of them and get that meat cooled as soon as you can. So blocks of ice. I even saw one set up here, had a chest freezer in their trailer, and they were running with a generator.
Huh.
And the other thing to remind folks is that you do not have to bring the whole bear, just the head and hide. So the meat does not have to come into the check station.
So if you don't necessarily have to get an official weigh on the whole
no,
body.
No, okay. No, we don't. Weighing is nothing I record. That's just courtesy for the hunters.
So if you really want to know the weight of your bear, you can weigh it yourself and just bring the head and the hide in. So there you go.
And we do see a number of those. This morning was just, a head and the hide in a cooler. That's all we need to register that bear. The meat can be put away and already in your freezer.
There you go. Well, make sure you stay tuned for the second half of this conversation with DNR wildlife biologist Brian Roll from the Marquette office as we switch over and talk about opening day of small game, which is, to a lot of folks, grouse season this Thursday, and how they dedicated the gem south of Gwynn to recently deceased employee Bill Rollo, who was instrumental in getting that gem up and running. So stay tuned for part two later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.